When we arrived back in Rabat, we set up our tents in a snowstorm. About 6 inches fell that first day, just enough to cover a man's boots and make his feet wet. The area we were in was similarly featureless. Mountains in the distance, similar paved road, similar tan-colored dirt, dust, rocks, and mud hut villages down the road. Our base was in a walled compound, although the building outside the compound wasn't yet completed. Again, there were no showers anywhere. This time, we built a makeshift bathroom out of a long board with 3 buckets underneath. At least we had that. We were closer to a village compared to the first time we were there, and we'd long since learned that it could be tough in Afghanistan to know where the line fell between civilian and the enemy. The Taliban didn't work with the population so much as they forced people into complying with their way of doing business. For instance, whenever IEDs were planted, the local population typically knew where they were. Sometimes they shared this information with us, sometimes not. Once a farmer told us that he would make sure none of his goats ever stepped on an IED, because if they did, the Taliban would come around and demand that he pay for the lost explosives. That's the kind of survivalist mentality that had set in. As soon as we got set up in Rabat, the local chief from the ANP came over to meet with our LT and our platoon sergeant. The police chief had once been a member of the Taliban himself, but as far as we could discern, he'd switched over and was now fighting for the good guys. He was a tall, muscular dude with a full beard and a big stomach. He was pleasant for the most part, almost jolly, not angry or spiteful, and seemed eager to cooperate. I never did catch his name, but he looked sort of like an Afghan version of the late actor James Gandolfini, the guy known for his role as Tony Soprano. The police chief told us he knew all the bad guys in the area. He'd received some intel telling him that later that night, a cadre of the region's most wanted Taliban members would be traveling down a wadi, dry riverbed, on motorcycles. They'd be coming from a meeting of their leaders and operatives and would drive right where he could get them, he explained. Our leaders decided to check it out. These particular Taliban members were marked for capture or kill, and they were known for previously placing roadside bombs that had killed American and British troops.